She's called in book circles the reigning queen of the summer beach book. Ellen Hildebrand is coming to Oblong Books and Music on Thursday, June 25th, to talk about her new novel, The Rumor. The longtime Nantucket resident has set all of her books on that beautiful Massachusetts island, and her annual June publication date has made her a beach bag perennial since the year 2000. Hildebrand has found a whole world in her restricted setting, covering everything from the complexities of running a successful resort restaurant to the ways that summer beach vacations change as families grow apart. The 15th Hildebrand novel, The Rumor, follows the relationship between blocked writer Madeline King and her best friend Grace, who's spending a summer transforming her garden with the help of a handsome landscape architect. It is a pleasure to welcome Ellen Hildebrand to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Joe.
So give us a sense of how this book ultimately came to be, because we know, I think most people may know this if they're fans of yours, that you went through a great health crisis. You had a double mastectomy a year ago. And so I'm assuming you're writing this book through that process.
I was. I had started writing it before I was diagnosed. So basically what ended up happening was this book became a great escape for me as I was sort of being treated and undergoing reconstruction. It was fun to write while some other sort of unpleasant things were going on. But I started out as I wanted to write about gossip on Nantucket. And Nantucket is an island that's 4 miles wide and 13 miles long and is a bit of a fishbowl. We all know each other. And people always ask, what do you do in the winter? And I say, well, we talk about one another. So this novel is about a novelist, and she is stuck for an idea for her new novel. She's burned through her advance, and she really needs to deliver something great, and she has no ideas. And at the same time, her very best friend begins an extremely steamy affair with her gardener, and the only person her best friend is telling about it is her friend, the novelist. And so the novelist is getting all this information about this affair, and she starts writing a novel about her best friend's affair.
What was it about that idea that you thought you could explore?
Well, I wanted to explore sort of the nature of gossip, because what ends up happening is that, you know, people hear things and start talking.
Sure.
And so I wanted to explore the nature of sort of the telephone game and how things get blown out of proportion. And the most interesting thing is I had a book group in Nantucket this past Saturday of women that all live there. And most of them were married. And I said, can you imagine if you got your own apartment in town for any reason and somebody saw you go in there and then saw somebody stop by to see you? I'm like, it would be all over town. And we were laughing at just the way how small the community is and how people talk. And so the novel is sort of an exploration of that phenomenon.
And it really is also the exploration into friendship, which is fascinating.
Yes, it is. The friendship between Madeline and Grace is very interesting. They are very, very good friends, and Madeline really finds herself up against the wall before she starts to write about Grace's affair and then sort of tries to tell herself that Grace will never read it or that she'll be able to go back and disguise it. But in one scene, she's at her child's baseball game, and one of the other mothers picks up her notebook and starts to read it, and then it goes all around the island. I mean, it really spins out of her control. But it is basically a novel about two women's friendships and sort of the loyalty between them.
Did any part of what you were going through during the writing impact what you were writing?
I think at the end, I have a character, Grace's husband, Eddie, who's doing a very bad thing himself. And he gets in a bunch of trouble. And at the end, there's a moment of truth for him. And I really can either let him sink or I can sort of save him. And it was at a very dark time during my treatment. And I decided to save him and give him a moment of grace. And if it's one thing that I've learned about going through the breast cancer scare, it's something about grace. And grace is when you can focus for certain on the negative, but you choose to count your blessings and see all of the good things about your life. And that is what I give to my characters in this book.
You went on, you were on book tour and went out, and you're on CBS this morning, and you just tell the world of what you have just found out. And it was all very, very fresh at that moment. And you just wonder, I mean, did you ever consider, okay, I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to let the book go out into the world. I'm going to go get better, and I'll see you on the other side.
No, I mean, I have to, the timing was just too weird. This was last May, last June. I had just written a novel where my protagonist had cancer, and I was about to come out and promote it, and I had just been diagnosed. And I speak to groups of anywhere from 100 to 500 women, mostly women, and I didn't feel like I could go on tour or talk about the book at all without disclosing my own diagnosis, because I just didn't think I was going to be able to do it. So my decision was to tell everybody that I was sick, and it was the right decision for me, not only because I just wanted to have it out in the open, but also because I learned so much about, my readers are so devoted, and the demographic for breast cancer is also the demographic for my books. And so there was an enormous amount of crossover, and my readers were so supportive, and I think gained so much inspiration sort of from seeing me as somebody who maybe they held in a certain esteem, you know, going through some difficult times. And so I think the exchange of support was back and forth there.
Ellen Hildebrand is our guest. The new novel is The Rumor, and Ellen will be at Oblong Books and Music on Thursday night, the 25th, the 25th of June at 7 o'clock at the Rhinebeck location, and you can find more at oblongbooks.com. Your 15th novel, known as the Queen of the Summer novel, how do you relate to that term?
People ask if I have some kind of grudge against it. I love being the queen of the summer novel. I think it's become, I mean, I kind of like am looking back and seeing all the people now who are writing quote-unquote summer books, and I think I started that sort of. I mean, Dorothy Frank was writing down in Charleston before me, but the sort of book that you put in your beach bag, I love that, and I don't think it means that it's fluffy. I think it means that it's gripping, and it keeps your attention, and it brings you a piece of summertime. Even if you're sitting in an office in Oklahoma City, you have a little bit of summertime in your life.
What is there about the setting itself? What is there about Nantucket that lends itself to the type of book that you've written?
Well, Nantucket is sort of the quintessential New England summer resort. It is pristinely beautiful. It has an impeccably preserved historic downtown, cobblestone streets. There are no streetlights. There are no strip malls. There are no chain stores. Everything is independently owned. It has 50 miles of pristine beach. The architecture, the whaling captain's homes, the lilacs. I mean, everything about the island is absolutely gorgeous. And it has fostered this summer community. And there are a lot of wealthy people that live there. But I think it is really a place where summertime is a fetish and is special and is celebrated every single day. And I think that's what lends itself to the books, is people feeling like the season is upon us and we're enjoying it and we're living it.
And meanwhile, there's a lot going on.
You got that right.
The name of the book is The Rumor, a novel. You will be at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck on Thursday at 7 o'clock. You can find out more by going to oblongbooks.com. The book is published by Little Brown. Ellen Hildebrand, thank you very much for being with us. Stay well, and I look forward to talking to you next year.
Thank you so much, Joe. Bye-bye.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the title of the book, The Rumor. It's published by Little Brown. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.